Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
But it is a bit confusing what the latest with Etols is, because as Alta says, something about Etols is not adding up. We wanted to get some more information about this. Wayne Duvenage, Chief Executive Officer at Alta. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Well, thank you. So what is your concern around this?
Well, firstly, you know, 20 billion rand was borrowed for this road upgrade, which we've always said was three times more than what it should have been. Nonetheless, when government allows corruption to take place, we have to unfortunately foot the bill. SANRAL has already received 22 billion rand from National Treasury towards these bonds. And if you add up the interest, it doesn't make sense to us, even if you accumulate it. They have been settling this interest in their annual financials or monthly financials anyway. And then they put down 13 billion rand towards the administration costs. Well, it doesn't add up to that in their financial statements. So when things don't add up, we start asking questions. And they really just try and simplify it and fob us off without giving us the detail. On top of that, we've said the Gauteng shouldn't be paying 30% of this. This is debt that's been accumulated by a national entity, being SANRAL, approved by National Treasury in the past. And quite frankly, SANRAL has been building freeway upgrades in KZN and Western Province, and those provinces aren't asked to pick up the costs of the debt and the maintenance related to SANRAL's roads there. So why is Gauteng being asked to do the same or do this here in Gauteng? So it really doesn't make sense. And but I guess, you know, at the end of the day, wherever this money comes from, it comes from the people. Government doesn't pay for anything. Government allocates the funds. Mm. We pay for everything. And it's just sad because when government gets it wrong and these costs are excessive, we have to pick up the costs.
So what is likely to happen? I mean, are they taking these queries seriously?
Well, no. You know, they really do fob us off and just continue down the line of doing their own thing and having their meetings behind the scenes. And quite frankly, if the funds, Treasury wants to allocate this funding to Gauteng to pay, well, it doesn't matter. It's coming from National Treasury anyway. National Treasury largely funds all provinces. They don't raise much money on their own. So what the hybrid model is that the Gauteng province is speaking about, we're not sure. But if they want to use some of their gambling revenue or liquor license revenues or whatever to finance this road upgrade, that's their choice. Hopefully they are asking the tough questions of SANRAL to explain themselves, because we shouldn't be out doing that.
Absolutely. But obviously there's been a significant battle already won. What you're saying here is it's actually not good enough, because ultimately it's still the taxpayer who's going to be paying the rest unless it's dealt with properly. Is that right?
Yeah. Look, I mean, we've always said no infrastructure falls out of the sky. We will have to pay it one way or another. We've always said it should have been done through National Treasury allocations, which is what they're now doing. But it's cost a lot in the process. Lots of interest is built up. So as a result of these bad decisions by government, we end up having to pay more than we should have. Now they must just get on with it. If they want to convince Gauteng government to settle 30% of it, that's Gauteng government and they're in Daba. Mm. It's just we hope that Gauteng residents don't suffer, because it shouldn't come out of health or education budgets. So we can hear that the MEC for finance, Jacob Mombabula, is asking Treasury, well, you'll have to loan us this money, we'll pay it back over time. I mean, it really is just moving the chairs around on the Titanic.
Absolutely. Very, very scary. We are going to leave it there. I know that you do have other things you need to get to. Wayne Duvenage, Chief Executive Officer at Alta, talking to us about the toll situation.